Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa. We've got a great Domain Sherpa review for all of you today. We've got Andrew Miller, fresh off the sales of Home.com and Candy.com, on the show along with Shane and Drew. The Sherpas talk about some domains they recently bought, and as usual, we discuss a bunch of names coming up for auction on NameJet. We talk about the Home.com and Candy.com sales, along with plenty of other interesting domain deals and stories, and some sports talk as well, as we're in the middle of March Madness. My squad, Villanova, lost a tough one to Baylor, but I'm super proud of how the team fought and competed in what was a strange and challenging season for sure. But enough about that. We've got an awesome show coming up right now on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. So let's go. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, and I am the host and producer of Domain Sherpa. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors so that we can be better investors ourselves, using strategies and tactics right from the experts. So, and as usual, there are three segments to a Domain Sherpa review. First, we start off by learning what the Sherpas have bought and sold recently. Next, we review a list of domains coming up for auction on NameJet to see what the Sherpas think. And then we'll discuss some things that are going on in and around the domain space, covering all types of digital assets, domains, cryptos, NFTs, whatever we feel like getting into and whatever is kind of going on right now. So let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. I'm really, really excited today. We've got the one and only, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Andrew Miller here on the show. For those of you who do not know Andrew's track record, he is an entrepreneur, CEO, connector, advisor, deal maker with a strong track record of strategic acquisitions, revenue, and exits. Previously, he was the founder and CEO of creditcards.com, insurancequotes.com, just a couple of low-value domains if you're into that sort of thing. Currently, the president and CEO and founder of ATM Holdings, a shareholder and advisor to Thrasio, and also president and CEO of FanCred, which is a sports and entertainment social broadcast platform. We'll talk a little bit about this as we go, but he's also involved in daily fantasy and really hip on a lot of that stuff, which I'm a big fan of. And from a domain standpoint, since this is what this show is about, he was most recently involved in the sales of Home.com and Candy.com, which, you know, are obviously out of this world when we're talking about domain value. So with all that said, Andrew, welcome to the show.
Excited to be here. I don't want to talk too much about my daily fantasy embarkment. The last few months have been, I'm in a slump, man. If my domain sales business is at an all-time high, my daily fantasy performance is at an all-time low.
So, well, you know what they say, you know, if your entire portfolio is down or your entire portfolio is up, then you're not properly diversified.
I hear you.
There you
I
go.
Agree with that.
No matter what, it's very interesting. Winning somewhere and losing somewhere.
One of us has hair.
More winning than losing.
One of us has hair and one of us has glasses. It's like a bad, I'm the only one with no hair and glasses. Bad combination.
Well, yeah. I've got my co-host with me. I don't even introduce you guys as guests anymore, but we've got the one and only Honey Shane, who has a Zoom filter on right now, which makes you look like you're going to get arrested at a truck stop at some point. No,
Well, it looks like Drew's at a Mexican restaurant with his background. So.
Yeah, he's like, I want the big booth this time.
And do you guys have enchilada supreme? Oh, I know you have enchilada suprema. Never mind.
You got guacamole and